This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
In case you didn't hear, same-sex couples can now legally marry in Australia, with the first same-sex couples registering their intent to marry this weekend, and they can get married from January 9th next year. Under the new marriage equality laws, previously gendered marriage forms have been changed to be inclusive of all genders. But that's not all. Things get changed during the ceremonies and what's said as well. Since 2004, at all weddings, the officiants have been legally bound to say that the wedding is a union between a man and a woman, to the exclusion of all others. But as of Saturday that's just passed, that's been dropped, with celebrants now required to instead read, "Marriage according to law in Australia is the union of two people, to the exclusion of all others, voluntarily entered into for life." Earlier today I spoke to celebrant and equal rights campaigner Jason Twazan McShane to find out what it was like to read out the new wording at a wedding he officiated on Saturday.
It was so exciting to say the new monitor and statement about marriage. I just couldn't believe it, actually, and I was so nervous. I actually had to write out the monitor for the first time, which I hadn't done in a thousand weddings, to make sure I said it properly, because I was so nervous about it. But it was beautiful, and the whole crowd was so warm and responsive and aware that this was the first day that the law had changed. And I was just very excited. It was just really, really exciting.
I mean, it also means something very different for you as well, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. Having had to say the marriage, the monotone, you know, 1,000 times in the past, and having to say it's between a man and a woman, knowing that my marriage of 18 years was never recognised, was depressing. And really, even though the last few years, probably 30 or 40% of couples had made a separate statement to say they don't agree with it, it was still sad. And so to be able to get up on Saturday morning and go, wow, marriage has changed forever, and then the forms didn't have gender on them before. They said bride and bridegroom. Now it has male, female, or X, which is fantastic. And partner one and party one and party two. With the vows, you can be partner, husband, or wife, or spouse. And it's some wonderful change. So it's forever changed now, gender and sex, when it comes to marriage.
Did you also wake up on Saturday morning and suddenly realise you're legally married in Australia?
Yes, so I couldn't stay awake till midnight to wait for it to happen. Which are tired, having got from Canberra the day before. But yes, we woke up and was like, "Hello, my husband." And I think I was doing way too many Facebook posts about, "Have you met my husband?" It was pretty fun, and it was, and it feels different. It actually feels different, and we have been legitimised as equal citizens. Not the fact that everyone is supposed to get married, but everyone has the same rights and the visibility and the opportunities as everybody else, married or not. And that's the best thing about it. I even took Pete Dillon, was up in Roochydore where I was, and I did his non-legal wedding ceremony a couple of years ago, and he and Nathan signed a notice of intent to marry for him on Saturday morning. So I got to do start the process for a marriage between two men. Because we don't ever need to say the word same-sex marriage or any of that sort of stuff. It's a marriage. And sometimes it's marriage between man and a woman, sometimes it's between a woman and a woman, and sometimes it's between a man and a man.
But Saturday didn't just mark the day that same-sex couples could legally apply to marry. At 12:01 a.m. Saturday, the 9th of December 2017, same-sex couples who had been married overseas were finally legally recognised as married under Australian law. I wondered what that felt like. Exciting, confusing, bittersweet. Sarah Trevorrow Dunham spoke to me earlier today about what it meant to finally wake up legally married.
To be honest, it was a little underwhelming. I think part of me that I felt like there was permission granted now to, you know, call Trev my wife and say I was married, because there's always been a bit of an underlying, whenever I would say it, I would feel like, hang on, that's not actually true, but yeah, I'm going to own it. So that's definitely a shift that I felt. But I think there's something that comes with being married, and that is the ritual and the celebration and the ceremony. And although we did that in New York a few years ago, there's something really important to Trevor and I about doing it here in Australia, and having that piece of paper from Australia. So, yeah, and I think there's going to be a bit of time needed as well. It was such a long time of focusing on something that we wanted and didn't have, and now all of a sudden just, you know, waking up one morning and at midnight all of a sudden we have it.
Yeah.
I think we need to do something for us as a couple to make that feel real. I hope this doesn't come across as feeling ungrateful, because it's not at all. It's still incredibly emotional and heartfelt, but it's still important that we do something as a couple to make it feel like it's happened for us. There were a lot of couples I knew that were like, no, we're going to wait, we're not going to do it until it's legal. And I feel like, did we, you know, having thoughts of, did we jump the gun? We had a crazy whirlwind opportunity to go to New York for, you know, a performance I was doing, and we just sort of got all caught up in the moment and, you know, dragged us and a couple of friends over to City Hall and had this incredible experience. But I have to say, of a less than two minute ceremony, which I thought was going to be underwhelming, which was quite the opposite, the most incredible moment I had was when the celebrant said, you are now legally wed. And I want to hear that here. You know, to do this, to make this happen, we did go out to dinner. I mean, on the night when it happened, it was hilarious because Trev was working all night in the theatre and felt very apart from it all and a bit miserable because she wasn't here with me sitting on the couch with the dogs, sobbing like a chook like I was.
Yeah.
So I definitely, in the moment of it all happening, was very much there with our community and, you know, I had my phone on Facebook and ABC on the TV and everything happening. And I was so moved. But, there's more for us to do. And we're just investigating now what we can do for us and our family as the next step.
Well, the party planning has certainly begun. Joy's own cub reporter from the woods, Robbie, is one of those party planners. He and his husband Dave pledged vows to one another, cementing their union a few years ago, and now they get to celebrate in a different way when they legalise their union under Australian law.
We always had something planned in the back of our minds that we would... Look, I mean, our story was always that we were going to... that we were going to get married on our own terms, which we did 2 years ago, and when the law caught up, we were just going to sign the papers and be done with it. But as it happens, we ended up waiting a lot longer than we thought we would. And we've made a lot of new, really important friends. So it became pretty obvious that that wasn't really an option that we needed to, or that we wanted to celebrate in some way, the fact that we would be officiating those vows that we had made to one another. So we began planning before, probably, we certainly have been thinking about it from before the vote came through, but didn't want to put anything firm in place until after that yes vote came in.
What is it like planning a second wedding this way?
It's fun. It's a lot less pressure because our first wedding was very traditional, very bells and whistles. You know, there was a lot of hoops to jump through and, you know, things to organise. This time we've just said we're going to have a big party up at Molly's, and we will, we've said it's going to be a rainbow-themed party, and to us it's just a celebration of the recognition that we now have. So, you know, it's a bit more laid back. There'll be some official things that we have to do to, you know, to make it legal, but otherwise I'm going to have drag performers. We're just going to have a good time and really celebrate the fact that we have won again.
So have you guys registered your intent to marry?
Yes. So, well, no, the forms are sitting at home. I filled them out. I'm visiting at the celebrant on Tuesday, tomorrow night. So once that is lodged with her, we have to wait our 30 days and then, well, our event is planned for the 27th of January, so we'll be all clear and ready to go.
What is it like when you look at the forms now and they're actually different to what existed before and they've got, you know, partner so and gender and things like that on it?
The first time I looked at the forms, I burst into tears. One of many occasions I've burst into tears over the last few weeks. But Just to even be looking at those forms, I didn't even know that that was, I consider myself as being married, and I didn't even know that this was a process you had to go through. So just looking at those forms, but also, it's hard to look at because it looks so easy. Like, they've just changed a couple of words on the form. I've seen the old one. They've changed bride and groom to person one and person two. There's nothing massive has had to happen, but it's such the token of it is huge.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.